Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister calls for rebuilding ties with Germany. 11 soldiers injured in military truck crash near Belarusian border. And Poland's energy giant Orlen buys gas producer in Norway. Good afternoon. The relations between Poland and Germany need to be repaired and the issue of war reparations should be addressed, the Polish Deputy Foreign Minister has said. In an interview with Polish Radio, he highlighted the necessity of resolving various diplomatic issues, including high-level talks, and criticised the reduction of the relationship. He suggested Poland should also seek additional resources and support from Germany, particularly in strengthening borders and defence within NATO. Regarding the contentious issue of war reparations, the minister advocated for a diplomatic approach coupled with pressure and a firm stance, while advising against discussing the details in media settings. 11 soldiers have been injured in a severe incident near Hajnówka in Podlasie, near the border with Belarus, after a military truck veered off an icy road and crashed. The accident occurred in the village of Starzyna, prompting an immediate response with two air ambulance helicopters and military ambulances due to the challenging terrain. At least two individuals were critically injured in the crash. One woman, suffering from a suspected spinal injury, was airlifted to a hospital in Siedlce. Another injured soldier was transported by a second helicopter, while the remaining nine were taken to nearby hospitals by ambulances. Military police have been deployed to the crash site to conduct an investigation. Preliminary reports suggest that the truck carrying 12 people slid off the icy road and subsequently collided with a tree. Polish state energy company Orlen Group has acquired Cuffpek Norway, a hydrocarbons maker, ensuring the supply of an additional billion cubic meters of gas per year to strengthen Poland's energy security, according to officials. The deal will bring Orlen's gas production in Norway to over 4 billion cubic meters in 2024, according to the company's CEO. In November, Orlen announced it had agreed to buy Cuffpek Norway from the Kuwait Foreign Petroleum Exploration Company, Cuffpek, in a deal worth $445 million as part of efforts to diversify Poland's energy supplies. And finally, a 50-year-old man who tried to attack Gdynia police officers with an axe during an intervention will spend 3 months in custody. The man will be charged with active assault on an officer while performing his official duties. The incident took place last Wednesday at around 11 p.m. on Copernicus Street in the Redowo district of the city when police were called to an abandoned building. On entering, they found a man trying to steal metal elements from the building. When the police ordered the man to stop, he raised an axe he was carrying and moved towards the officers. The man faces 10 years in prison.
The weather.
Today will be a sunny day in a gentle breeze with temperatures of minus 1 degree Celsius, that's 30 degrees Fahrenheit, during the day, and minus 3 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn cloudy in light winds with temperatures of 2 degrees during the day and 0 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.